It's been a while. How is my naughty college boy doing? You know, it has been interesting to see how your tastes have evolved. From wanting to clean and serve my pussy to wanting to completely dominate her. And how you want to make me feel things my husband's cock has never given me as you push deeper and stretch me more open. Isn't that right? You're jealous of his cock, and he gets to enjoy me. It's so naughty. It's why you would like for me to lock up his cock, so that he can't put himself inside me. A place that should be reserved for you and guys with even bigger cocks. I mean, because after all, this is what my beautiful pussy deserves. And the last penny I wore for you was quite the mess. You tasted it all. I watched you shove it in your mouth and hold it in there. Your saliva mixing with the sex I enjoyed. Tasting my arousal and his cum. How does that make you feel? Does it feel dirty? Does it feel hot? Either way, it excites me. You see, I'm going to want you to touch yourself as I continue to touch him. And honestly, I'm not sure that I'm actually going to let him come. Don't worry. You're going to be allowed to. During this, as you're touching yourself, I'm going to be touching him, or riding on him. I wanted to share with you a dream I had the other night. So my husband and I were in town for a football game. Of course, the home team won. And we were celebrating, bar hopping from one to the next. It was somewhere along the way. Him and I got separated. not sure why, but I believe I was looking for another drink. And I thought I would be able to get one faster if I went by myself. Anyway, and that's when I ran into you. A young, handsome college man. You knew the bartender, asked me my favorite shot, and then gave me the martini I wanted, along with the lemon drop. I was grateful. We shared the drink. And the time quickly passed. My husband, of course, he didn't know where I was. Even though he went looking, he just couldn't find us. I suppose there really were just too many people. I knew I should slip off and get back to him. But when the band started playing that one song, and you set down another shot, how could I say no? Before we knew it, it was you and I on the dance floor, just dancing and laughing. We were having a very, very good time. That's when I felt you pushing up against me. The thickness of your cock. Just rubbing back and forth. Made me so excited. I loved grinding my ass against you. Song after song played. We had a few more drinks. And as we continued to dance, that's when I felt your hands go beneath my dress. Feeling up my ass. You knew you weren't going to fuck just another college slut, but a hot, petite, married MILF. You were so close. But then my husband found me. I smiled as we walked away. Thankfully, you had given me your number on a napkin. As we walked back towards the hotel, I sent you a text and thanked you for a fun evening. You text back, invited me and my husband over. And you told me the fun didn't have to end. You could tell that I needed some excitement. I wasn't sure you would be up for it. But then you said you'd invite another girl over. You know, so that my husband had someone to play with. That's when I told him. He was quite shocked we were texting. But like me, he was tipsy. And the idea of fucking around with a college girl was quite tempting. It was a short walk. Your place wasn't far at all. When we got there, he gave us each a drink and welcomed us in. The girl you invited over, she was pretty. Brown hair, petite, a lot like me. Although, she had larger breasts for sure. We all talked in the living room for a bit, but then you and I drifted off to the bedroom. He left the door open. Once we passed the door, your hands were all over me again, just like on the dance floor. Passionate, intense kissing. In that moment, I didn't care what my husband was doing. I was just thinking of getting lost in the moment with you. You had me completely undress to my panty and my diamond ring. We were on the bed when the college girl walked into the room, holding my husband's hand. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw as she sat down next to him on a chair. She started whispering in his ear. I can see him nodding. That's when I started sucking on your fingers. You whispering in my ear to look at my husband, to show him what a naughty, naughty wife I was. Your friend, the girl, her hand was now touching my husband, rubbing her hands through his jeans. Very lightly. Your other hand was between mine, sensually touching me through my panty. You had me so turned on. And that's when you put your hand inside my panty, feeling my warmth and wetness. It was like you and your friend were in sync. As she undid his jeans, pulled the zipper down, and then slipped her hand in, touching my husband's cock. I don't know how long this continued. But you soon had me on my knees, still wearing my panty. That's when you stood, lowered your pants, revealing your massive, massive cock. So much bigger than my husband's. I kissed it, licked the head, and took you in my mouth. I licked your balls, then sucked each one inside. I expected when I looked out of the corner of my eye to see that girl sucking up my husband's cock. But instead, she was walking over to me. She lowered down, started massaging my breasts. Laying with my nipples. Her arms wrapped around me from behind. So good. all the attention.
And that's when you lifted me and laid me back on your bed. My panty followed shortly after she reached forward and pulled it down. It was so messy wet and slick with my arousal. She carried it back to my husband. You spread my legs open and put your face between my thighs, licking and tasting my married pussy. The girl stripped my husband's pants down, but just continued to touch him like I'm touching him. Light and teasing. By now you were ready to fuck, and you were pushing my ankles up and over your shoulders, placing the head of your cock between my lips, sliding up and down. You wanted to hear it. You wanted me to beg for it. Oh, I did. I begged. Please. Please fuck me. Please fuck my pussy. Oh, I moaned out. Loud. Oh. Oh. Oh, as you entered me in and out and in and out. Oh. You gave me the most forceful and intense fuck. The girl just kept touching my husband. So teasing. Whispering things I could not hear. He was fixated, watching me. His beautiful wife getting taken by another younger man. The girl came over. Her pussy was covered in thick, wet, clear slime. I opened my mouth. Her juices coated my tongue. I licked as you fucked my face further into her college pussy. I heard her call out to my husband, asking what he thought of his beautiful wife being fucked by a younger couple. The scent of her pussy was intoxicating. It was so good. And the feel of your cock pounding inside me. I came again. That's when you released the flood of your cum inside me. Thick stream after stream, making an absolute mess inside my married pussy. That's when I woke up. I'm not sure how it ended, but in my mind, I imagined we stayed in touch. And this wasn't the last time you fucked me. Nor was it the last time my husband watched. Did I leave your cock frustrated? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be a tease. To be continued.